There's no killers.
Recording in progress.
They had 100 men in hood yesterday.
Oh, by you?
Yes. Not by me. Because Louis was there.
Today's show is sponsored. Food Shalema.
Yeah, 320. Minchama.
Rivka Baskanyanto.
320.
Yasi Ben Rachel and Shmuel and Bracha. And. Unzer Chayal Abram Ben Gilu is back in the playing field.
Action.
So it's interesting because I called for Shana last night because
he said that they're wanted by
he's buying
sleeping bags
for his battalion. He has an 80 of them or whatever, $100, $91 piece. The kids he tells me, I said, what's going on in Gaza? He says, what's going on in Gaza is that the
Israeli
the law. The ceasefire was that any Gazanian or Hamas guy that comes into the territory where Israel's ruling in Hamas, you could kill. It doesn't, you walk in, you're done. So what they did is they flooded the tunnels from the water. They put massive pumps on the beach and they put the hoses into the tunnels, which is basically forcing the Hamas to come up where Israel is staying.
Where they want them to.
And they're killing them left and right. He says, you can't imagine how many people they killed. Tons of Hamas guys.
Well, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Right, they did it now.
No, I'm saying they put the pumps in there.
Yeah.
Anybody else watch BBC? They're going to be charming?
Do you have a TV in your office? Anyway, today's show is sponsored by Shirley Weil, and this was his grandfather, by Yo Ben.
Where's a picture of Avraham Ben Gila? No,
Ben Yaakov, Shirley, your grandfather really got you today.
You got a picture?
Dipped in coffee. He's got one on you.
Let me see, Fortech.
We're okay.
No,
we all follow picture. The same news.
No, we don't.
I want to see Porsche.
No problem. Any of
these.
His name. What it was? You know what I really want to know?
Oh yeah, that's him.
What happened?
It looks the same.
What happened?
This is how the face looks the same. You know.
What happened? What happened? By the Gully Convention.
Yeah, last night? Four Sharma, baby.
What was the?
Well, he got the
straight two grades.
Lavi, what happened by the Gully Convention last night?
He got it from. Come on, he's
going to. I don't know. Thursday night's usually when fireworks happen.
Fireworks.
No, that's not what they
are. That's the Miatsis.
That's right. What? Checking out. That's,
that was what they spoke about last night at the Gully Convention?
Supposedly there's a they have a statue of a lady of how you're supposed to dress when you come in.
Oh, I thought an improper one.
No, proper one.
Of course, I know you thought.
We know what you thought.
Abby wants to have your nose in the dress.
Give me your phone. I'll take a
picture. There's multiple.
This is what you should not do.
Right.
This should be covered.
And this.
I'm just going to show up on your phone.
The bottom of Bracha says.
I haven't heard of Matasio's name in a long time.
What the heck, I always was there. I've heard numerous times in this chair.
People stop taking things off, man.
Maybe.
Anyway, also a hi to the Mazdov, to Mr. Barber, or Rabbi Barber in Lakewood. He's Rabbi Barber in California. I think he's Mr.
But you land already.
As soon as you land, you become Rabbi. And a great of miles off the Shirley Dorfman. I thought it was two, but it seems there's only one kid there. So, Baruch Hashem, you know.
For now.
Okay. We're looking forward to the kiddush this week.
He's not
I'm not really. Left Abby.
It's the wife.
Abby's wife went to big college instead.
What did I just say?
Apparently his wife went to make college.
Okay.
Very early mom's tough.
And also, I never announced it, but there's a guy in the Chabura who sells sourdough. A guy in the Chabura's wife is starting to sell sourdough. Moshe Goldstein's wife, $15 a sourdough. Please do mechazik to Indian.
Get the pre-order.
So far, it's only six every week. So far, it's six every week, but it looks like it's going into business. Zakti Gemara, you ready?
Does not
no,
mean
for
the
next
day.
That's
I
didn't.
And you
were
the
Ayman. How was the?
It's already, it's already done.
Tamir was very good. Even though we liked the meat,
it was very good.
But you came back. Whose meat is it?
Thursday night, I learned late.
If you die in Miskav, yeah, Thursday night. Yeah.
Thursday night, you learn
it late. If you die in Miskav and Chayev, Vein Miskav is Potter. That's the Mishnah says.
There's a 4 minutes in between.
Hey, Gadam Miskav. What does Miskav mean? Amram, Miskav and Lerido, Lamata Miksefoy. Let's go, you guys are ready?
No.
Chayim Michaber and Busha, Chachasel and Beis by two dots, 7 lines from the bottom.
Let's go.
He takes it off his shoulder. Even if it melts, it means totally oinous. The handle of the jug is in your hand, and the thing just melted away. You'll be chayv. Obviously, it's oinous. The guy doesn't chop. The jug is in his hand still. He didn't chop that it fell down. Still, you'll be chayv. But then I'm like, honestly, why is it going to pocket? The civil and I was asked over. The chitemo, so Tyson's on Chavzai and Bezi, what do you mean? Adam would loyal. Adam's always high.
That's if Adam does something wrong. Here he didn't do anything.
So that's one shot. That's one thing. One shot, Tyson says. There's machlokes over there. There's machlokes on Ban and Rambam. If it's on his gomer or not on his gomer.
Yeah, but it's
what? Which honest? If honest gomer, even Adam would loyal. You know, it would be even if you hold Adam would loyal, it would be Potter. That's what places over there says. So it doesn't matter because
it's
honest gomer. This guy, the thing melts in his hand, you know. But this is a big machlok as Rishonim, and one of the things they say is what you're saying, that this is not you can't ask a kashrus from his gomorrah because it's not the guy, it's the thing that he was holding. What is going to happen? So now it's asked over. But he tell me, "Hanem ilin yikatolo." I'm in the zaken chayev. You would be chayev. But how you nishbe kadosh leisokoi? Your jug, your barrel, your pitcher broke and you didn't take it off. Nafal gamla, your camel fell down. Valoyamida, you didn't stand him up. Somebody got hurt. Meim chayev bezekun. The cham imrim. Talk to me. I'm the cham b'shemayim. U'moidim chalor meir, but they're moidim. But honest, can I say you nikal rosh dago? Nafal rotsiyah bezikun shul chayev. They would agree on that point. They would agree to him. The Malakan Kanam al Gag, you put these earthenware jugs. I'm going to ask the Nagvan to dry up. I'm going to ask the Nagvan to dry up. So what do you see? You see clearly that that by an oinus you'll be potter. Over here we said oinus Ramei holds you be chayef. So Gemara says Elam Rabaya.
But Tadi Pliya. Shein Emetu is oinus. That's the var.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what Rashi says.
Okay, it doesn't want Rashi. You can't hold that.
Whoa!
Whoa! Everybody's hello.
As opposed to
Ayman
says.
No, no, look, over here it's a legitimate kasha. He's not saying anything wrong.
I'm asking legitimate return questions.
What's going on,
Charlie? Here? Just stand up.
What's alternative?
You want me to.
Oh, nice. What's alternative?
You ready to take it on, or are you just. Because you. You get
it. That's actually legitimate. But, there we go.
And you're both leaving. That's it. I cleaned the bathroom for you. You don't have to go home. I would advise to walk in there. My guys weren't here since 2 days.
I don't know, since you started this thing, if you want to walk out, leave, you're down to like 7 people.
Yeah, thank you.
First, I have to clean the kitchen.
The what?
First, I have to clean the kitchen.
Which kitchen? I cleaned that kitchen.
Right there.
This one was cleaned last week.
Never.
Shabbos, he cleaned it.
Yeah?
He actually cleaned the Shabbos. I didn't ask him to, but I came in Shabbos. Ooh. And mopped it and sprayed down like brand
Marshall
new.
Woke up?
No, Marshall's alive. You didn't hear?
No.
Marshall's alive. I got to call Jersey Shore Hospital.
Oh, that'll be
his social worker.
He was born again.
Social worker. There's a guy, Nestor Franken, I don't know what works for you. I said, no. Oh, he said he collapsed in your bathroom.
Oh,
could be he collapsed in my bathroom, but he doesn't really work for me. What does he do for you?
I met nothing. People in my bathroom.
He said, well, wasn't he working by the synagogue? I said, no. He doesn't. He, once in a while, he needs extra money. So he asks me if I can give him some sod work, but it doesn't really work for me. He's like, oh, I said, so she said, who does it work for? I said, the pizza shop. So, oh yeah, he told us that name also. We're going to call them next.
For what?
Money.
I called Chemi. He says, he doesn't work for us. He gets free food and he delivers for free. And he gets free food. So Bikitsa, nobody's taking responsibility for him.
Yeah, but he fell there, so.
What's his story? Is he capacitated?
No, he got on the phone.
They're trying to get insurance.
He wants me to bring his belongings from the truck.
Still haven't done it?
No.
Call you on Tuesday.
Why you send the whole truck?
Which I do. I'm not going.
Hello. Why do you send the whole truck?
I'm not touching his belongings either. I'm not going to. He's gonna have to get out of it.
Malish a monster.
Yeah. I'm the problem. Okay, let's go.
Send the whole truck.
Hello, bye. I'm giving.
I almost died. He's asking for his undies.
Hello, my body. I'm not getting involved. He's got the open road in the back. Hello, my body. I'm a tied to pliege. Pliege shas nefila. A pliege lach nefila. So, they argue b'shas nefila pliege lach nefila. What does it mean? Pliege b'shas nefila. Menisco b'sher. Marcel menisco b'sher. That when it falls down, you're pesheya if you don't pick it up. And it's talking about that the Rosh Tosha says that it means that it was kol kama dehavale penal sala kor shas nefila. As long as it's that within those 10 minutes, you know, it doesn't mean the second it falls down. Within the time that it's falling down, that's called that it's shas nefila. So marzo nisko pesheya, marzo nisko abeshehu. And pliege l'achan afilu b'mafkin hazokov, if you're mafkin hazokov, ma'aseh or mafkin hazokov chayev, that if you're mafkin your nechosa, your zokov, you'll be chayev, because it's bar.
He's still responsible.
Bar that you're mechayev is Rishus Ram. Ma'aseh avar, potter. The other one was potter. Why is it all potter? Because he holds that the only time bar is chayev is if you dug in your Rishus, and then you're mafkin your Rishus, and let people walk there, that's where bar omer b'Torah. But a bar, she's wrong, that's not the bar that we're talking about. Oh my, Militani, how do you know there's two things about the argument? It says, Militani Tarati, Hukhluk Yakov Mine, Oishaloka Bakrosis. Hain Hach, it's the exact same thing. El Lav must be the Hakamar. Hukh Yakov Mine, Shasta Filo, Oishaloka Bakrosis, Lachar Filo. So it's two different Machoikasin. Oh, Minimastisim Matarati, the Mishnah is arguing both things, Shasta Filo and afterwards, so Bryce and Ami Tarati. So the Bryce that we just said on the bottom, that we asked the Kasha against our Mishnah, that's also arguing two things. So Gemara says, Bishlam Kadoi, now we're going into that. Bishlam Kadoi, Mishkach Slo, Ebishas Tefila, Akhna Filo. Means a jug, it's possible that there's a situation when it fell, and a situation when you left it there afterwards. El Gamloi, his donkey, his camel, Bishlam Akhna Filo, Mishkach Slo, Akhna Vlosi. That you left the carcass, that was.
Carcass.
Oh, no, whatever that is. You left that in you left it in the field. Someone got hurt. Al b'shas tefila, hek b'shkach zlo. Wasn't b'shas tefila. What happened over here?
Next question.
If his animal fell down, your car broke down. So what are you supposed to do?
Fell on somebody.
No, it didn't fall on someone. That's called that's not what happened. Your animal fell. Someone tripped over it. So you have a camel. Your camel's you're walking down the street in a camel, which you have a right to do.
Now your camel's no different than a ox pushing.
Right. That's Karen.
Even with that, you would fell on a stick.
Yeah. Well, it's just still.
Well, the guy's gonna go into
it's
that.
A town.
Isn't he gonna go into that?
No.
Fell on a stick or not?
No. Like, but here we're talking about that he tripped over. He's saying if it fell on a guy, crushed.
All of a sudden, we can't fight on something that Gmar's gonna say.
So where is it?
Your grandfather's really at you today.
Yeah, Leland Zayda. Zayda used to sleep in the car with Mr. Dr. Sinsky, right?
No, not that one.
Oh, it's a different one?
Yeah, the other one.
Who is your mother's father?
Yeah.
So Rashi speaks out, Shas Nefilo.
Where's he buried?
What does it mean? Hechi Iker Lememar, Niska Vashayahu, Mao Yochel Asim, Niska Vahemtu, the Bishop of Niska, who Venishbur Kada, Iker Lememar, Iboil Unit. It means if you have a jug that breaks in the street, you can't just leave it there. Pick up the shards, pick up the pieces. Someone could kill himself. Someone trips on it, he'll cut himself. But over here, your animal Your car broke down on the street. What are you supposed to do?
Move it.
You can't move it. It's broken. You got to call a tow truck. It takes time. So now someone goes and hits you. Someone gets hurt because of your car on the street. What is, you have a right to be there. Just like you have a right to be. I have a right to be there. My camera broke down, so I'm waiting. I'm trying to get it up. I'm trying to work with it.
Cop still gives you a ticket.
Exactly. Obstruction of traffic.
No, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. You have to try to move to the side, but it takes time to
you
move
get
to
like
the
15
side.
Minutes. You still get a ticket.
You don't get a ticket if your car breaks down.
If your car breaks down below, someone crashes into you. Yeah. I'm sure you're going
to. Obstruction of traffic.
I don't know. Okay, fine.
You have like 15 minutes to move it.
Figure out the cop.
Lakewood, you won't have them. You won't get a ticket.
In Gaza, you won't get a ticket if your car breaks down.
Even Lakewood.
What?
In LA, you'll get a ticket if your car breaks down. If you're a Gazanian.
If you're a Jew, yeah.
In LA, cars.
If you're a Jew,
in LA, cars don't break down. No, cars don't break down. In LA. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. What do you mean, car breaks down? Which Ferrari ever broke down? Anyway.
You think those cars are made well? Are you nuts?
Those are not good.
You can't even get them out of the dealership.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Not Ferrari. Whatever. Your pickup truck. So Gemara says. What does the Shas Tefillah mean? So Gemara says, what happened was, the river, it was a storm, and the river overflowed over the street. And now he went through this river. And over there he's a Peshaya because he should have never went through this river.
Well, that's what Hashem means.
He should have never went through the river in a place where he can't see the street, and then something will happen, and over there he's like a Peshaya. So Gemara says, I don't understand, what's the case? Hekdom, either get to Akrachrina. If you could go through Long Beach to get to Joe Parker, right? Whatever, there's another way to get there. Talamitos, you go around, let's say. So, Anasu, Peshayahu, because who asked you to even go down the street? It's flooded, go around. Makes no sense. We let the doctor in, and he has to go by. He's got to get home before night. So, honestly, what do you want the guy to do? He had to go through down the street. He didn't realize what's going on over there. The manhole covers up. So, done.
This water came from somebody, then?
The water came from the river.
So, who's...
River to the sea.
Your mind is... That guy was great non-stop.
So, who damaged who over here?
Who damaged? No, the guy ended up getting damage on the camel. But the camel being there was onus.
I have a couple of
the fact that my camel broke down in the water, it's not my problem.
And then somebody else
tripped over the camel
while it's standing there.
Yeah.
What's the difference if there's water or not?
The water was a reason for you to be onus. That's what I was trying to figure out.
You
know, the other name.
The camel can build you. You're the onus.
You tripped over the camel. No, you tripped over the camel. You got hurt in the camel.
No, somebody else got hurt from the camel.
Somebody else got hurt in the camel.
But the camel tripped over you.
No, that's an excuse.
You were leading.
That's an excuse.
That's an excuse?
Yeah. We'd like to talk about honestly. Mishkatzlo, the askil. Askila began. So that can't be. Because if it's honest, you know where to get there. And you have to go there. So what are you supposed to do? Smart says, like Charlie says, Mishkatzlo, the askil, Charlie Chapman. Mishkatzlo, the askil, the askila began. What happened was, he tripped, and then his camel tripped over him. So over there, he's a Peshaya. I mean, he tripped on regular land. He's a Shlemiel. And then his camel tripped over him, and then someone tripped over the camel. So listen, over there, you have to go.
You know?
Yeah.
The
Gemara says, I'm going to ask him, what's going on? Mafkin is okam, my miskamenika. Now the Gemara goes, Mafkin is okam. What's miskamenika? Is miskamen liskas b'charasel? He's miskamen to keep the shards. He's making like a zekel churban thing for it. Okay, now Rav Asher miskamen b'charasel. Rav Elazar Amir, b'shas nefila machlekes. Rav Elazar Shita is b'shas nefila machlekes. Avla achim nefila my dibrakol pata. Everybody will pata. I have ikar meyer demachay. What do you mean? Meyer argues. My dibrakol chayev. I have ikar bonu the pakri. So there's no dibrakol. My b'shas nefila. Af b'shas nefila. Like even Mishas Tefilo, you would be. Even Mishas Tefilo is Machlokes. Kamashul on Kedabaya. Kedabaya, what's the Abaya Shita? Abaya is the one that's on top that Vitaja pleaded. Right? They argue Mishas Tefilo and argue Mishas Tefilo and Machna Filo. Rabbi Yechon Amar, L'achon afil l'machlekes. No, he disagrees with Rabbiya. Only L'achon l'machlekes. Al b'shas tefilu, my direct kapoter. I've on the come of Yechon, come on. We have a mission later on. L'otem mastizer mehi, dam nitzkel p'shehu, m'chader meh m'chayev. So you see that there is there may hold a yichayev. Not everybody agrees. So Gemara says, "Al my divra kol chayev." When the Kamar Biyachon come on, loytei masnitzer may the amen itzkel b'sheiv mechader patri abanus. You see there is a machlokes. El kamash malon the chiddush the mafkin is zokov the hacha with the patri abanon. Over here, Rabbanon will agree to yipater. Why the anasu? Which means that when you fell originally, your anus. So in this case, Rabbanon will pater. Av a mafkin zokov the alma. In a regular case, they would be chayiv. And Rashi explains. Rashi says the tchilosei, second Rashi, third Rashi. Mafkin chaz dehacha, the tchilosei anus with the patri abanan. That's where they hold the potter, and they agree to our mayor. Av a mafkin zokov the alma, because she shlichem adas. The guy threw something down. Can barber shesra mechayvi. V'alchikam la'achin afilu machloikis koyim ha'ha machloikis the pligar mayor abanan is only behifkin chaz la'achin afilu, which is chosah aden afilu. Av aday ashlocho le'pligi means if you threw it down. And you're not an oinus, and then something happened, then Rabbanon would agree that you'll be chayiv. But if a mitchilasi was an oinus, you tripped, something happened, then that's where machlekes is.
It's kind of what Shelly was saying before with the actual person. Because it was oinus.
Okay. Is that the Gemara? Yes. Itmar. Mafkin is Zokov. Somebody's mafka his stuff. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lezer Chadom Achayev, Chadom Apotter. Look like Zamar Rashi. Le'em Manu Achayev is Kermeir. Holds like a mayor, like we said before, that it's Barber Shus Rabban. Rameir Shita is Mafkin is Zokov Yechayev because Barber Shus Rabban. Pharaoh says that Barber Shus Rabban is Chayev and Manu Potter. Manu Chayev Kermeir. Manu Potter. Rabbanu who holds the only Chayev of Barber Shus Rabban is the only Chayev. If it's in your property, you dig a hole in your property, then you mafk your reshus. And someone walks into the bar, that's where the chiyuv bar comes from. But not in the reshus ram. So Gemara says, I leave their mayor, kulam le pligi, nobody argues. Keep pligi, I leave their rabbanon. Man de potter, is kerabbanon. Or man de mchai, well, look, I know the amra, I feel the rabbanon. I can't apply to my mafkin is zaka de hacha. Shunan was like, we just finished saying, a mafkin is zaka de alma would be mchai, because all this, when you threw it down on purpose, that was not an oinus. Even though afterwards it was an oinus, then you would still be chayv. Testayim, the Rebbelezer is Amar chayv. The Amar Rebbelezer, Mishum Mishmol, Shnei Dvarim, will bring a ride. The Rebbelezer is the one that holds you chayv, Mishum Bar. Because what does Rebbelezer say? He says there's two things, Einem Rishus Shalom, they're not in a person's Rishus, but also not Kosov, Kilem Rishusai. Ve'elahim, Bar Rishus Ram. So you see clearly that Bar Rishus Ram is chayv. And that's not the case when you dug it in your backyard, because that is Bereshus. Okay, you mafked your Bereshus. So it has to, well, it's Machlekes Rameir and Blazer. Machlekes Rameir. According to this Manama, yeah. So Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim, Ein Rishus Rav, Vazak Hazak Gil Bereshus Rav. Re'elim, Bar Bereshus Rav, V'chomitz, and Chomitz, M'shei Shoyz L'mala. What's Chomitz Ish L'mala? The halacha is that Chomitz is also Manama. Once that's Manama, it's not your Bereshus. So the Torah put into your Bereshus, so you'd be, oh, you're a Mali, you're a Mali.
How long is he never be chayv?
No, you have to be mafka. If you're mafka, then you're be punished. So Gemara says, "Well, me Amar Blaza Achi." This is what Blaza says. "Well, Amar Blaza Ibcha." We have a fakert later on the Tanan. So I think it's on the next page, right?
We didn't see the next page yet.
The Tanan, next page, Lama, yeah. Ha'ifer is a golol. Somebody turns over the dung. Rishus Ram v'huzik behen achar chayiv miniskoy. Somebody. So that means if you take this dung and you play around with it and you move it from here to here in Rishus Ram, and somebody else comes and trips over it now, so you be chayiv. Chayiv miniskoy. V'amar b'lez loyshon loyshon eskav miniskoy ben yeti mcham to zoychav loy eskav miniskoy ben potter. Alma, mafkin is zakov potter. So you see, if I can't, you see, barbish is ram. It's only if you coin it, but mafkin is zakov, you will be chayef, you will be potter. So I care what we're just saying. So Gemara says, I'm a rather barava shechzilim kaima. No, what he did is you didn't dig a pit over there. you took this dung, you played with it, and you just put it back to where the guy originally put it. So Gemara says, what's this like? If I find a pit in Rosh Hashanah, I find a manhole cover off. And then I cover it because of the delay. So I didn't do anything. It's already a dug manhole, a pit.
That's
a manhole
really
different. Yeah. I didn't do anything. You fixed it. But I put it back the same way it was.
So when you walked here and then you walked away, nothing changed.
Nothing changed in the Metzius. I didn't do a Maisa.
For that minute or whatever it was.
I understand. There's no Maisa done.
You reopened it.
So what? But that the original guy left it open. So I didn't change from what the original guy did.
Okay.
See, you're part of it. I'm going to ask you to read that. Me dummy? What shaykhis? There's no shaykhis to the case over here. You're saying that this dung, where a guy took the dung and he took it away and then he put it back, that's the same case, is a manhole cover that you find the pyramid around that's open, you cover it, and then you take off the cover. It's the same thing. It's not true. Hasam lay stalag l'maisa. Rishim. Hasam stalag l'maisa rishim. On a manhole cover, nothing changed on the pit. You didn't change the pit. You didn't cover the pit with dirt. You just, there was a hole.
You didn't fill it in.
You didn't fill it in. There was a hole. You took a piece of plywood, you put it on top for 5 minutes, and then you took it off. You didn't change anything. The original pit that the guy dug is still there. But over here by the dung, you took it away. The bar was out. And then you, what's it called?
What do you do with the
Yichta?
There are two kinds of...
That's if you came when it was closed and then you opened it.
Someone else dug the hole with put a piece of wood on top and you can't hold
a good piece of wood.
That's for the chiyuvta.
That would be a chiyuvta. That's when you're opening a bar when there was nothing there.
This was open. No, this was open.
So I took away your.
I understand. So now you have a covered bar.
Exactly.
And now you uncovered the bar. So that's the why isn't that?
We're all stuck on that.
The rubric of the chiyuvta.
Because you didn't take away, you didn't do anything.
You didn't do a miser.
You took off the cover.
No, that's not a miser. That's not a miser. No.
Yeah, you took off the cover. Why is that not a miser?
You send the WhatsApp and then you delete it.
So he's saying that is that fact that you left in isn't the same condition as when you came is as if you did nothing.
Well, once you put the cover on, you did something.
I hear that.
You didn't take away the miser from the other guy.
You did.
The bar is still there. No, I just made it that you can't fall into the bar. I didn't take away the bar.
That is what changes bar into
I didn't take away the bar.
But once you put the cover on,
the next guy that takes
once
the
you put the cover on, then
the bar is not here.
No, it's not accessible.
It's not a hazard.
It's not accessible, but it's a bar.
You turned
the bar is still there.
Good. So you made it back into a damaging.
Exactly.
But I didn't do anything different than what it was before.
No, but once you put it on, you're going to be made unsafe. Now you uncovered it and made unsafe.
I didn't think it is. I hear. It's a good kasha.
I'll come back in half an
hour.
He wants to know what the yichra of the Torah is. Yichra Torah is obviously that you uncover.
Yiftach is when you dig a bar and leave it there. Oh, and cover it.
Right.
Right. I come and I take it away.
For good. So someone falls in, okay.
So I'm yiftach.
And what if I do it? And if I do it?
I didn't do anything different. I didn't take away anything from your mindset. My actions did not change anything from what you did.
Right, because you already had an open bar. Shishan. You already had a mazav.
Yeah.
Right, he's right. You already had a mazav. If this is an open manhole in Shishan, a guy digs a hole in Shishan, and then he covers. If a guy digs a hole in Shishan, I walk by and I see a hole. So there's already a mazik here. I go ahead and cover it because I want to pass by my animal. So I put a cover over it. So I get my animal across. And then I just take the cover off, put it the same way the guy did it.
That person should now become Pater and you should become Chayesh.
No, because that guy did a Maisa. His Maisa doesn't go away. He did a Maisa Shishram. That's a Hezek. He has Hezek. No, I didn't take care of it. If I covered a hole, if I filled a hole in, then I covered it. The fact that I just put a cover over and took it off, everything's back the same way you did it.
Let's say I put a cover
on. Nothing changed what you did.
1 second. Let's say I put a cover on, walk away, and a third guy comes and takes off the cover. Who's fired?
Sheesh. I'm losing heat in my neck.
The first guy.
Why? When I came, it was clean.
Right, no, no, no. Well, if you put a cover on, it's a guy's eye.
And then a third guy.
The third guy's eye.
The reason over here is putter is because one guy.
The same guy. That's right.
Right. That guy came and left in the same position. The bar was in the same position as when he came as when he left.
That's the case. That's the halacha.
That's the case.
If you come to Shishlam, you find the manhole cover closed and you open it, you're chayav. 100%.
But
this guy found it open.
This guy found it open. So when he came and left,
so he closed and opened it. He's not mechuyev.
No, because when he came and left, the bar is in the same position as when it was.
There was no ma'aseh done.
There was a ma'aseh done in between, but we don't look at it as anything happened.
No, there wasn't a ma'aseh done.
We look at the beginning and end. Nothing happened. Then
why are you assuming that the first guy is not also third
guy or the same guy?
Because this guy came and left in the same time.
In his case, the same.
Third guy is in mechuyev because the third guy.
The first guy should also be.
No. The guy sitting by the window watching the whole story, and he comes down and comes in.
But he got lost.
That's the bottom line, someone closed it.
He came back an hour later, it's closed.
Huh?
Wait a second, but again, once he covered it, he made it.
I hear the cash.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, I hear what he's saying. I don't know. A good Takashi. You have to listen to Stefanski afterwards. I guess it's the age wow. that has the chachma.
Wow.
You know, us young guys. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I was here. I was ready.
We're ready.
Yeah.
No, it's good. This is over here. Over here using it good. You know what I mean? Sigmara says.
I got the rules right.
What?
Sigmara says. One second. Let's see Gemara. Sigmara says, "What's the diamond to? Elo, hala dami elo mitzi bar megula v'tamema." Listen to this one. You found the bar open but pin in the shusram. You put dirt in because people can't pass by. The chaz of a chafra, and then you dug the pit. The stalkeru miserishin. The original guy's mice is gone.
Pass that.
The Kaimel Bishus, and now it's in his Rishus.
I'm scared to cycle myself.
One second, what do you see? You see that even though it's in his Rishus, he's still going to be Mechuyev. Right? Because it said that if he digs it, if as long as he digs, he'll be Chayev. So Gemara says, we're talking about the dung that you turned it over, Pachas and Shloisha. So you're not Kainet. And since you're not Kainet, so it's considered that it's open, and it's not considered nistim. Rashi says, "Lavak bari dekvar pesuach dami bila nistim abor ma'olom." Kibla niskam lekrosit like lechiyum shem mayin mishum kare bar nami leskayv. Umi yuheichad niskam leskayv mechayim shem mayin. Diklamanu mechavot behef dekani. If you mechayim, Rashi says you would be kainah. Zot gemara. Umay duchu debalez ro'ikum kashav kapachas v'gimel. V'taim lech niskam leskayv. Ha'em niskam leskayv loy. Ha'em niskam leskayv loy. Loyikum lemalam gimel. V'avik loy niskam leskayv. Why can't you just say that it was? He picked up the dung more than three, and he won't be chayav in his bar. And he won't be chayav, because the only time he chayav in bar is if it's yours.
Yeah.
The other boy's chayav in his bar. Sorry, I've got the chayav in his bar. You would be chayav, because he holds mafkin and zakov, you'd be chayav by bar. So I'm a rabbi, mastisa kashisei. Maria, a hafach, why say that he turned over the dung? Listen to Yegbiya. The mission is mukach that he didn't pick it up more than three tefachim. Om derulez amachayev, Rav Yochanan am a potter. Right tomorrow, miyam Yochanan hachi v'tanam hamatznias akoyts. Listen to this one. A guy hides thorns, v'esaschuches and pieces of glass, shards of glass. V'agoy v'gidu b'koyts. If somebody builds a fence made out of thorns, so it's a thorny fence. If you scratch yourself on it, if you rub up against it, you're gonna scratch. V'gedar shnevel shesurabim, and you have a wall that fell down to Shisraim, v'huzik ben Akar, chayev ben Iskai. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, lo shan el mafriach. That's only mafriach. That means the thorns are in Shisraim. Av metzamtzim, it will be potter. If it's in your Rishos, and a guy got hurt, it will be potter. My time, potter, lam shan ha'avali bar b'shusoy. And you potter bar b'shusoy. Mechal, the chiyu de bar b'shusraimu. Am a mafri mechosav is chayev. But careful what we're saying now. So much no law. Elo b'malach mamkin chosav is potter. On the times of my time, potter. She says, "My law, achem b'ed riko, because ain't doctor on the schachik som. It's not a normal thing to go scratch yourself on a wall." Some people. Omer yechana alchi, v'amer yechana alochim b'tam mishno. Alochim b'tam mishno b'tanan. Hakol b'mishraam, nevel zok hashorich hamayu meis chayev. So you see, you are chayev by Makan HaKosov. So Gemara says, Loila El Loila Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv. So Rabbi Yochanan was Chayv, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv, Rabbi Lezer Amar Potter. We're switching it around now. In fact, what are you talking about? V'amar Rabbi Shum Mishmo. We had this Gemara, Shnei Dvar Meir Mishu Shaladam. One was Bar, one was what's it called? Tzisifa Keret. You can't switch it around. Moshe Lama Lekash Yehadi Dei Ad Rabbi. That Rabbi Lezer still holds that you'll be, Rabbi Lezer still holds you'll be Potter. His Rabbi holds you'll be Chayv. When he said that, remember, it wasn't going according to
Israel.
It wasn't going to him, it was going according to Israel. Zok to Mishnah, go up to Perek Yirah, Mishnah Bey. Zok to Mamre, Alpia Bezdin, Shnemar Kipa, Olim Chodov, the Mishpot. So he doesn't listen to Bezdin. He comes back and he doesn't pass like Bezdin. Shlosh Batdinim HaYisham, there were three Batdinim. Echad Yeshal HaPesach HaBarash, Echad Yeshal Al Pesach HaZor, Echad Yeshal Mishkal Gozer. One was Yeshal Pesach HaBarash, Ano Kachto Ash Kachto Shkavay, Kachto Mal Kachto Nukhavay. Im Shomu, Amlem, and you go to the next level. If he makes a haro, then it's kash. He has to actually make a put a psak when he comes back to the city. Put a psak. Talmud shor lasis potter. Nimtze chumre kuloi. Means a talmud that's not a balei ra. He's potter. So chumra kula means that even though it's a chumra thing, the aver that he does, but it's a kula because since he's not a rabbi, so his psak doesn't affect.